Hi, and welcome to this demo. And I almost feel like having a drum roll for the fact that the Microsoft Soundscape app is now available in Australia. So what I thought I might do is show you how to find it on the App Store, because if you just search for Soundscape, it won't work. Downloading the app, installing it, and then I'll take you through some of the main features of the app, where the buttons are, where the help is, etc., etc. Let me just grab my iPhone 10 here, and I'm going to open up the App Store with Siri. Open App Store.
Selected App Store. Tap search heading.
Okay, and App Store.
Search field.
Already in search.
Double tap to edit. Swipe up or down to select search field. Search field is editing App Store.
And let's search for two finger double tap. Microsoft Soundscape. Two finger double tap again.
Inserted Microsoft Soundscape.
And
clear text.
Through.
Cancel button. Q.
And let's just touch delete. On the keyboard search. For the search button. Double tap.
Microsoft Soundscape. Search field.
And
double tap
through to the right.
Cancel. But Microsoft Soundscape. I'm able to live in 3D sound.
Microsoft Soundscape. 3D audio.
Get button.
Double tap on get.
Loading. Alert. Double click to install. App Store.
There you go.
Button. App Store. Loading.
And
button.
It's happening. Loading.
Double tap to cancel down. Microsoft Soundscape. Search field.
Let me just go to
home
and do a three finger flick to the left.
Page 3 of 5. FaceTime. Page 4 of 5.
And I'm just clicking through.
Page 5 of 5.
Down the bottom.
It, doc. Music. Messages. Safari. Phone. Page 5 of 5. Adjusted. Microsoft Soundscape. Loading. 15%.
So double loading, tap to pause down 15%.
Load.
And
loading,
what I'm
30%.
Going to do is leave focus on it while it's downloading. And then I'll pause the recording
loading,
and come
37%.
Back when it's almost complete.
Microsoft Soundscape. Loading. 54%. Double tap to pause download. Loading. 59%. Soundscape. Double tap to open.
Oh, there we go. It's finished. That was quick. Didn't actually say it was finished, did it? All right. I'm going to do one finger double tap on Soundscape.
Microsoft Soundscape. Image.
And flicking to the right.
Welcome. Before we get started, we need to go through some setup and ask for several permissions. Press the next button to start.
Now, what I'm going to do
volume.
Is
speaking
just
rate.
Slow my voice rate down a bit.
62%, 57%, 52%.
Okay, and you flick back to the left.
Microsoft Soundscape. Image.
Then what we'll do now is start to read at this slower rate, because it's a new app, so to speak.
Welcome. Before we get started, we need to go through some setup and ask for several permissions. Press the next button to start.
Okay, so flicking to the right.
Next button.
Double tap on next.
Next. Selecting a Soundscape voice. Heading. Microsoft Soundscape will use this voice to call out things around you.
And of course,
you
just
can choose
to the
a
right
voice
then.
From the options below, or skip this step and do so later in the Soundscape voice settings. Downloading a different voice will take several minutes, and you must be connected to Wi-Fi. Customize later in settings. Button.
And I'm going to choose customize later in settings, but we'll flick to the right again.
Jess. Default. English. United Kingdom.
So
button.
Jess is default United Kingdom.
Double tap to use this voice. Swipe up or down to preview. Actions available.
So swipe up or down to preview. Let me flick up.
Preview.
And double tap.
Hello, my name is Jeff.
Okay. Flick to the right.
Adam. English. United States.
Adam, United
Download
States.
Download required.
Download
button.
Required.
Double tap to use this voice. Swipe up or down to a preview.
Okay, let's
swipe
flick
up or
to preview.
Down to select a custom action. Preview.
If I keep flicking around.
Activate.
Activate.
Preview.
Come back to preview. Okay, so double tap on preview.
Hello, my name is Adam.
So that's Adam. Flick to the right again.
Jack. English.
Here's
United
Jack.
Kingdom.
Let's flick up.
Preview.
And preview, Jack.
Hello, my name is Jack.
It's not a bad voice. Flick to the right again.
Meglin. English, United States.
So Megan,
Download
United States.
Required. Button. Double tap to
flick up,
preview.
Double tap on preview.
Hello, my name is Megan.
Okay, flick to the right.
Megan. English,
and that's it.
United
so let's
States.
Just
Jack,
click back.
Adam, Jess. Custom later in settings.
And we'll do
button.
Customize later, because we'll actually accept the default voice, Jess.
Location. Heading.
Okay, this is location. Flicking to the right.
Microsoft Soundscape is a location-based app. We use your location to find and call out things around you. This permission is required. Enable location. Button.
So I've got enable location, so double tap on enable location.
Alert. Allow Soundscape to access your location.
Okay, alert. Allow Soundscape to access your location.
Microsoft Soundscape uses your location to provide you with relevant information about your surroundings.
And to the right again.
Only while using the app. Button.
only while using the app.
Always allow button.
Always allow.
Don't allow
and
button.
Don't allow.
Don't
and
allow.
That's it. So I'm going to flick back
always
and
allow.
I'm going to choose always
button.
Allow because I want to run in the background.
Soundscape. Device motion. Heading.
Okay, soundscape device motion, flicking to the right.
This allows Microsoft Soundscape to improve your experience based on whether you are walking, in a vehicle, or standing still.
Flicking to the right again.
This permission is required.
This permission is required.
Enable motion and fitness activity button.
Enable motion and fitness activity, so double tap on that.
Alert. Soundscape would like to access your motion and fitness activity.
Okay, so an alert. Soundscape would like to access your motion and fitness activity. Flicking to the right.
Microsoft Soundscape uses motion detection to personalize automatic call-outs. Don't allow. Button.
And
okay.
Flicking to
button.
The right. Okay.
Lighting up your way with sound. Lighting up your way with sound. Heading.
Sounds cool, doesn't it? Lighting up your way with sound.
Let's show you what we mean. Just pop
flicking
on your headphones.
Right.
You'll need them in both ears. And press continue.
Okay, so if you listen to a podcast, pop on your headphones and you can join the experience with me because I'm also wearing my headphones. Flicking to the right.
Continue. Button.
Double tap on continue.
Stop.
Soundscape uses 3D sound to let you know what's around you. For example, if your destination is on your right, you'll hear an audio signal emanating from that direction. And as you face towards it, you'll hear it right in front of you. A cafe coming up on your left will sound from that direction.
Cafe.
Lighting up your way with sound.
Play again. Button.
So I've got play again. Flicking to the right.
Page 1 of 5. Next page.
And
button.
Let's double tap on the next page button.
Neck heading somewhere. Place an audio beacon
heading
on
somewhere.
Your destination and Soundscape will keep you informed of its location and your surroundings along the way. Use Soundscape in conjunction with your wayfinding skills and even your favorite navigation app to find your way to your destination.
Okay, so basically it's saying you can put a beacon on a particular location and then use your navigation skills and or a navigation app, such as Blind Square or Google Maps or Apple Maps, to then navigate to that destination. But always getting that beacon to let you know you're zeroing in on that particular location. So flick to the right again.
Next page.
And here's
button.
Our next page.
Next, setting off on your way. Put away the phone and walk. Soundscape will help you stay aware of where you're by calling out roads, intersections, and landmarks as you approach them. Callouts can be adjusted in the settings.
So basically it's going to give you information as you're walking around. And you just pop the phone in your pocket and just listen to the audio through your headphones. And by the way, I tend to use Soundscape with either my Aftershocks bone conduction headphones or indeed my AirPods as well. All right, flicking to the right.
Next page.
And
button.
There's our next page. I'm pretty sure that was in focus, so I'm just going to do a double tap anyway.
Want to find more things nearby? Hold the phone flat in your hand and use the buttons to locate roads and upcoming intersections. Orient to familiar landmarks around you, and explore landmarks ahead of you.
Basically, you'll have 4 buttons at the bottom of the screen, but I'll get onto those when we get into the app itself to find out what's around you, what's ahead of you, where you are, etc. So flick to the right.
Next page. Button. Next page.
And double tap on next page.
Terms of use. Heading.
Terms of use, of course. So flick to the right.
Your use of Microsoft Soundscape is subject to the terms of the Microsoft accept terms of use. Unchecked.
And I'm
going to
accept terms of use.
Accept terms of use. Checked.
Flicking to the right.
Get started.
And
button.
Double tap on get started.
Menu. Button.
All right. So at the top left hand side, we've got menu, but I'm effectively going to flick through. So we've got menu.
Mark current location.
Mark
button.
Current location.
Double
so,
tap to create a marker at your current location.
So double tap. To create a marker at your current location, you can think of markers as your own points of interest, if you like. Whether existing ones, if it detects them later on when you're navigating, or whether you want to put your own marker down at a particular GPS location. So flicking to the right.
Callouts on. Button.
This is callouts.
Double tap to turn callouts off.
So i.e. stop the app from talking to you.
Set a beacon. Button.
Set a beacon.
Double tap to set a beacon on a nearby destination.
So basically, it will tell you whether you're going towards it via a higher tone beep, and also how far away it is. And of course, as I said previously, then you use your normal navigation apps to navigate to that particular destination. So flick to the right.
Expand call out history button. Double tap to expand and show the list of recent call outs.
So you can go through a list of recent call outs from the app. So as the hint says for VoiceOver, it's an expanded list if you expand it with one finger double tap to go through what has been voiced by the Soundscape app.
My location.
And now these buttons are down the bottom.
Double tap to hear about the current my location button. Double tap to hear about your current location.
Okay, so double tap to hear about your current location. So these buttons are basically four buttons at the bottom of the screen. Now, the reason why you're getting that extra help, of course, is because I've left hints on with VoiceOver. If you've got hints turned off, then you won't get this extra information about what each button is on the screen. So flicking to the right again.
Nearby markers.
Nearby markers.
Button. Double tap to hear about nearby markers.
Okay, flicking to the right again.
Around me.
Around
button.
Me.
Double tap to hear about landmarks in the four quadrants around you.
Okay, so double tap to hear landmarks in the four quadrants around you, i.e. in front of you, left, behind you, and to the right. Flicking to the right again.
Ahead of me. Button.
Ahead of me.
Double tap to hear about landmarks in front of you.
Items in front of you. So let me touch on the bottom left-hand side.
My location. Button.
And I'm going to double tap on my location.
Double tap my location.
Facing south along Neera Avenue. Intersection with Gilda Drive, 100 metres ahead to the right.
So I heard that basically off to my right, which indeed the street is. So flicking to the right again.
Nearby markers.
I could have just ran my finger across. Nearby markers.
Nearby markers.
Nearby markers. There are no nearby markers to call out right now.
Okay, now there are no markers because I haven't actually set any markers. Flick to the right again.
Around me.
Let's double tap around me. This is landmarks.
Around me.
Around you. Playground, 90 metres. Niagara Park Public School, 410 metres. Narara Valley Baptist Church, 460 metres. Weyunda Circuit Playground, 75 metres.
So flicking to the right again.
Ahead of me.
And let's double tap on ahead of me.
Ahead of me.
Ahead of you. Narara Valley Baptist Church, 460 metres. Narara Valley Medical, 590 metres. Willari Avenue Playground, 600 metres.
Which is all correct. So now if I flick back to the
around
left.
Around nearby my location. Expand
so
call out history.
Back to
button.
The expand call out history. Now if I double tap on it.
Collapse call out history.
It says collapse call out history. If I flick to the right now.
Willari Avenue Playground.
So these were the last things that were
double
called out.
Narara Willari Avenue Playground. Double tap to repeat. Actions available.
Okay, so I can double tap to repeat them. Double tap.
Repeat.
Willari Avenue Playground, 595 metres.
Okay, flick to the right again.
Narara Valley Medical.
Okay, Narara Valley
double
Medical.
Double tap to repeat. Actions available.
And as you can tell, there's actions available. So if I flick up on these.
Repeat.
I can repeat.
More info.
More info.
Add to markers.
I can add to markers, so I can make this an actual marker.
Set beacon.
I can set a beacon on it.
Activate. Default.
And activate.
Repeat.
And back to repeat. So if I flick up.
More info.
And double tap on more info.
Ahead of you. Announced 1 minute ago. 585 metres away.
Okay, so it says announced 1 minute ago and how many metres it was away. I'm actually still on the item, so if I flick up.
Repeat. More info. Add to markers.
Yeah, I'm actually going to add this to a marker now.
Cancel. Button.
So now I've got a little dialog box that comes up on the screen. We've got cancel button. Flicking to the right.
Name marker. Heading.
Name marker.
Done. Button.
That's a done button.
Name. Narara Valley Medical. Text field.
So Narara Valley Medical.
Double
now that's
tap
an
edit.
Okay name.
Swipe up or down to select a custom action.
To edit it, I would just do a one finger double tap. And then I could clear it and then put in my own items that I've done on my own markers on my iPhone 8. Flicking to the right again.
Clear 14px.
That's a
button.
Clear button. I'm not too sure why it says 14px.
Address. Near 100 Narara Valley Drive, Narara, MSW.
So that's the actual address of the marker.
2250.
Near 100 Narara Valley Drive, which is actually correct. All right, so that's all good. So I'm going to flip back to the left.
Clear name, done.
And button. I'm going to double tap on done.
Menu, button.
And now we've gone back to the main screen. So the main menu is at the top left-hand side. If I flip to the right.
Mark current location.
There's our mark current location.
Callouts on.
Callouts on.
Set a beacon.
Set a beacon.
Collapse callout history.
Collapse callout history, because remember I expanded it before.
Double tap to collapse and hide the list of Willary Avenue marker. Narrara Valley Medical.
And now you can tell that Narrara Valley Medical
actions available
has now been set as a marker. Right, so let me flip back to the left.
Willary collapse callout history button.
And I'm going to double tap on collapse history.
Expand callout history.
All right, so let me touch the bottom left-hand side now.
My location button.
And flick to the right.
Nearby markers.
And let's see what nearby markers there are.
Double nearby markers.
Nearby markers. Marker. Narrara Valley Medical, 585 metres.
Okay, so that's my current marker. All right, now there was the other button that I said. Let me touch the top left-hand side of my screen.
Menu button.
And if I drag my finger just down under that menu.
Set a beacon. Button.
We've got set a beacon, so I
double
can
tap to set a beacon on a nearby flick destination.
Flick around to it, flick left and right to go across and up and down the screen. Or as I just did, I just ran my finger down to the set beacon. So I want a set a beacon. Now, remember in that call out history, when I flicked up, I could actually set a beacon on one of the landmarks if I wanted to. Or I can just use this button here, so I'm going to double tap on it.
Set a beacon. Getting started with beacons. Heading.
And because this is the first time I've used it, it's going to bring up a bit of a tutorial on getting started with beacons. So if I flick to the right.
When you set a beacon on a location, Soundscape will play a sound coming from the direction of that location. This tutorial will step you through setting a beacon and how to use it. Press the Set a Beacon button below to open a list of nearby places. Choose a location from the list and the tutorial will begin.
Okay, so I flick to the
set
right.
Set a beacon button.
Double tap on Set a Beacon.
Set a beacon. Back button.
Click to the right.
Select a location. Heading.
Select a location.
Search. Button.
Got a search button.
Recents. Heading.
Recent.
Marker. Narrara Valley Medical. Near 100 Narrara Valley Drive. Narrara.
NSW.
2250. 595 meters.
So flick to the right.
Nearby. Heading.
And then we've got a nearby heading.
Wyunder Circuit Playground.
Wyunder Circuit Playground.
Playground. 85 Niagara Park Public School.
Niagara Park Public School. And I might choose that one because that's where my boys used
double
to go to primary
to use
school.
This location
so I'm
going to
double tap to use this location for the
exit
beacon.
Exit tutorial. Button.
Niagara Park Public School as the location for the beacon. To get started, hold your phone flat in your hand with the screen facing up towards the sky and with the top of the phone pointing straight ahead of you. Great. Holding your phone flat in this way is only required when you are standing still. When walking, feel free to place the phone in an easily accessible pocket or bag. Now that you have set a beacon on Niagara Park Public School, Soundscape will start playing a sound coming from the direction of that location. Now, here comes the audio beacon. If you listen carefully, you will hear that it is playing from a certain direction around you. Now, still holding your phone flat, slowly turn towards the direction of the beacon. You will hear a bell sound when you are facing directly towards it.
So I'm going to turn my phone towards the sound of the beacon.
Slowly turn until you hear the bell indicating you are facing in the direction of the beacon. Perfect. You are now facing in the direction of Niagara Park Public
School. And that's exactly where it is.
The beacon always points directly towards the location you chose. It does not tell you the paths to follow or give you directions to get there.
As I said
previously. That is where your mobility skills come into play. You should always use this beacon with your existing mobility skills to decide how you want to get to where you are going. As you progress on your journey, Soundscape will occasionally update you about the distance to the location marked by the beacon with a call out like this. Beacon 405 meters. Distance information is also displayed on the home screen along with the street address of the beacon's location if we have it. Soundscape will notify you when you get close to the beacon's location, at which point the audio beacon will silence. If you need the app to be quiet for any reason, you can either use the mute beacon button and the callouts on off button on the home screen, or you can double tap with two fingers anywhere on the screen. A double tap with two fingers will stop any current callouts and will mute the audio beacon. Give it a try now.
So I'm going to do a two finger double tap to mute it.
It looks like you have got it. If you want to repeat this tutorial, you can access it at any time on the Help and Tutorials screen. The beacon you set for this tutorial will now be cleared and you will be returned to the home screen.
Menu. Button.
Okay, so I don't have to keep that beacon at all. All right, so let me flick to the right.
Mark current location.
Callouts on. Callouts on.
Set a beacon.
Set a beacon. Button. Now, as you can tell, double the flicking to set a around beacon on a nearby just then was a bit different to when I dragged down. So if I touch towards the top left-hand side.
Set a beacon. Menu.
There's the button. Menu. Come straight down.
Set a beacon.
There's the set button. Beacon underneath the menu. It's because
double
when I'm flicking.
Double tap to set a beacon on a nearby destination.
It's following the gesture order. Let me come back to setting a beacon in a minute. Now it's cleared that one. And I'm just going to show you the main menu for the moment. So I flick back to the left.
Callouts on. Mark current locate menu. Button.
And double tap on menu.
Menu. Close menu. Button.
I flick to the right.
Manage markers. Button.
Manage markers.
Manage callouts. Button.
Manage callouts.
Help and tutorials.
Help and tutorials.
Settings. Button.
Settings.
Send feedback. Button.
Send feedback.
Send feedback.
And that's it.
Button.
All right, so.
Settings.
Let's just double tap on settings.
Back button.
Flicking to the right.
Settings. Heading. General settings. Heading.
General settings.
Voice. Button.
Voice, that's where you can change and customize the voice.
Bluetooth. Button.
Bluetooth, to use Bluetooth devices with the Soundscape app. Now, by the way, under voices, you can also change in particular not just the voice itself to the different voices, but you can also change the speed of the voice as well that Soundscape uses. So I flick to the right again.
Units of measure. Heading.
Units of measure is the heading.
Imperial. Feet. Button.
Imperial feet.
Selected. Metric.
And it's already
meters,
selected metric. Button. Meters, which is good for me. If I wanted to use feet, I could just double tap on feet.
Troubleshooting. Heading.
Troubleshooting is the heading.
Check GPS status. Button.
Check GPS status, which is always handy. Let me double tap on that.
Check GPS status.
GPS accuracy is plus or minus 30 meters.
Whoa.
Using the GPS from the iPhone or a Bluetooth GPS device. If you're using a Bluetooth GPS device, you can verify if it is paired in the iOS settings app.
Goodness me, 30 meters. That's because I'm currently sitting inside in my home, but I think it was going to be an accuracy of 30 meters difference. And in mind, I know now. So I flip to the right again.
Check remote status. Button.
Check remote status. If I double tap on it, it's
check
just going
remote
to tell
status.
Me.
No Bluetooth remote is paired to the app.
Okay, no Bluetooth remote is paired to the app.
Check headset status.
Flip to the button. Right, check headset status.
Clear stored map data.
Clear
button.
Stored map data.
About. Heading.
About.
About Microsoft Soundscape.
About
button.
Microsoft Soundscape.
Telemetry. Heading.
Telemetry is a heading.
Share usage data. Switch button. On. Double tap to toggle setting.
Okay, so share usage data. I can double tap to turn it on or off.
Help Microsoft Soundscape improve by automatically sending diagnostics and usage data. No personal data is collected. Help Microsoft Sound.
And that's it. All right, so I'm going to touch
back
towards
button.
The top. Double tap on back.
Menu. Button.
Now, when I came out of that, of course, I went back to the main menu. So I'm just going to double tap on menu again.
Menu. Button. Close menu.
Yeah, flick to the right.
Manage markers. Button.
So I've got manage markers.
Manage callouts.
Manage callouts.
Help and tutorials.
Help and tutorials.
Settings.
Settings.
Send feedback.
Send feedback.
Send feedback.
Okay, so basically the main menu screen again.
Setting. Help and tutorials.
Let me double tap on help and tutorials.
Back button.
And flicking to the right.
Help. Heading.
Help is the heading.
Beacons and points of interest. Heading.
Beacons and points of interest.
Audio beacons. Button.
Audio beacons.
Automatic callouts. Heading.
Automatic callouts.
Automatic callouts. Button.
And automatic callouts button. If I double tap on it.
Help. Back button.
Click to the right.
Automatic callouts. Heading. What is it? Heading. Soundscape can tell you about things around you as you approach them by calling out their name from the direction they are located in. The app will do this automatically for all sorts of things like businesses, bus stops, and even intersections. You can configure what the app automatically calls out on the manage callouts screen, and you can turn all callouts off when you want the app to be silent.
Okay, so basically an explanation of callouts. So I'm going to do a two-finger scrub to get back rather than
going
automatic back to the top
and callouts
going back.
Button.
So automatic callouts button.
Home screen buttons. Heading.
Home screen buttons is the heading.
My location button.
My location button. Again, if I double tap on there, we're going to get an explanation.
Nearby markers.
Nearby button. Markers.
Around me.
Around
button.
Me.
Ahead of me.
Ahead
button.
Of me.
Markers. Heading.
Markers is the heading.
Markers. Button.
Markers button.
The manage markers screen.
The manage
button.
Markers screen.
Creating markers.
Creating
button.
Markers.
Customizing markers. Button.
Customizing markers.
Remote control. Heading.
Remote control is a heading.
Using a remote control. Button.
Using a remote control.
Tutorials. Heading.
Tutorials is a heading.
Getting started with beacons.
Getting started with beacons.
Getting started with markers.
Started with markers. What you'll find is some of these help items are actually interactive tutorials, and whilst the others are just straight informational instructions. So I flick to the right and that's it. All right. So that's the actual help screen on how to use the app and the functions in it. So I'm going to touch towards the top.
Back button.
And double tap on the back button.
Menu. Button.
Go back to the menu. I'm going to double tap to go back into the menu again for the main screen.
Close menu. Button.
Flicking to the right.
Manage markers. Button.
So I've got manage markers, manage callouts,
help and tutorials,
help tutorials, etc. So I flick back
manage
left.
Callouts.
Let's go
button.
To manage callouts. What the app's going to actually
that
announce
button.
To us. Flicking to the right.
Automatic callouts. Heading.
Automatic callouts is the heading.
Turn all callouts on or off. Heading.
Turn all callouts on or off. Flicking to the right.
Allow callouts. Switch button on.
Okay, allow callouts. Switch
double
button
tap
on.
To toggle setting. Information called out automatically. Heading.
Information called out automatically is the heading.
Places and landmarks. Nearby places like shops and restaurants. Switch button on.
Okay, places and landmarks. And
double
this is the toggle.
To toggle
so one
setting.
Finger double tap to turn it off.
Mobility, intersection and transportation info.
So
switch button
mobility
on.
And transport.
Double tap to toggle
so
setting.
Double tap to turn it off or on.
Audio beacon distance. Updates about distance to the audio beacon when it's set. Switch button on.
Okay, audio beacon distance.
Double Bluetooth beacons. Information about beacons
Bluetooth
indoors.
Beacons.
Switch button off.
Now that's currently turned
double tap
off.
To toggle setting.
So I'm not going to turn it on because I don't access any Bluetooth beacons at the moment for indoor navigation.
Bluetooth beacons.
And that's it. So two finger scrub again.
Menu button.
We'll go back to the main screen and we're on the menu. So I'm going to go back and do it one more time.
Close
and
menu.
Flick to the right.
Manage markers.
Manage markers.
Back button.
And flicking to the right.
Markers. Heading. Sorted by. Distance.
So we can sort
button.
It by distance.
Double
if
tap
double
to change.
Tap on it.
Sorted by. Name.
I can sort it by name. When I'm using the system, and I'll show you in a minute, I normally have it by distance because it makes much
sorted
more sense
by.
Depending on when you're traveling
distance.
Around. So flick to the right.
Add marker. Button.
So we've got add marker. So for example, if I was at a train station going up the line, say from Sydney back here into Gosford, then I could mark all the stations that the train was stopping at purely by choosing this add marker button. I could also use the add marker button on the main screen as well. So flick to the right.
New. Narrowa Valley Medical.
So this
586
tells me this is
meters.
A new marker that I
actions
set.
Actions available. New.
And that's it.
Narrowa Valley Medical. 586
so let me
add mark.
Back.
Sorted markers. Back button.
And double tap back button.
Menu. Button.
All right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to come down.
Mark current location. Button.
To mark current location.
Double tap to create a marker at your current location.
Okay, because as I said just then, I could use the add marker location in the customized markers or this one to actually add a marker where I am now. So where I'm sitting is at home, so I'm going to double tap on that.
Cancel. Button.
Click the right.
Name marker. Heading.
Name marker.
Done. Button.
Done.
Name. Marker 80 meters from way under circuit playground. Text field.
Okay, so it says I'm 80
double
meters
tap to
from
edit.
Way under circuit playground, which is not particularly helpful because it doesn't really tell me that I'm at home. If I flick to the right.
Clear 14px button.
Clear 14px button.
Address. Near 24 New Avenue, Narrowa, NSW,
okay,
2250.
So 20 right Avenue. So if I flick back to the left.
Clear 14px.
Double tap on clear.
Clear 14px. Name.
And then
marker 80 meters
name.
From name. Text field.
And then I'm actually going to call it and do a two finger double tap to voice dictate. Home.
Home.
Okay,
character mark done. Button.
And double tap on done.
Menu. Button.
So back to the main screen. The focus on the menu at the top left hand side. Down the bottom.
My location.
Let's
button.
Try double tap and my location now.
My location.
Heading north. Nearest road, Narrowa Avenue, is 25 meters away. Home is 10 meters away.
Okay, home is 10 meters away, i.e. marker. So now if I.
Nearby markers. Button.
Double tap on nearby markers, which
double
is to the right of that
button. Double tap to hear about nearby markers.
Nearby markers. Marker. Home close by. Marker. Narrowa Valley Medical 590 meters.
Okay, and if I flick to the right.
Around me.
Got around
button.
Me again.
Ahead of me.
And ahead of me, the buttons at the bottom of the screen, the four buttons again. All right, so let's say, and I'll,
menu,
this will be the last
button.
Thing I'm going to show you. I'm going to flick to the right.
Mark current location. Callouts on.
And
set a beacon. Button.
We're going to set a beacon.
Set a beacon. Back button.
Flicking to the right.
Select a location.
Select
heading.
A location.
Search. Button.
You can do a search.
Use current location. button.
And I don't want to use the current location because I don't need to actually set a beacon on my current location. That actually comes in handy when you want to navigate back to where you were when you first set off the beacon.
Recents. Heading.
Yeah, recents.
Marker. Home.
Marker.
Near 20 Avenue.
Near 20
Narara,
near
NSW.
Avenue,
Niagara Park Public School.
Niagara Park Public School.
403 metres.
That'll do. If I double tap on that one.
Menu. Button.
And flip
beacon
to the right.
On Niagara Park Public School.
Okay, so you can hear the beacon taps. So if I rotate my phone, I'm pointing towards it. So again, when you're navigating with a GPS app, i.e. walking around driving in a car, you can always check the direction of the beacon. And of course, if I do a two-finger double tap, I'm going to stop it beeping away to me. Or
beacon
so
on
going
Niagara
to
Park
touch
Public
towards
School.
Top of the screen. So it says beacon.
Meters.
Name of the beacon, how far
double
away it is.
Double tap to mute or unmute the audio
if
beacon.
I flick to the left.
Call outs on. But mark current loc menu.
Okay, that's
button.
Just back up to the main menu again. So I flick
mark
to the right.
Mark current call outs on. Beacon on Niagara Park Public School. 401 metres.
So of course you can
double
always.
Double tap to mute or unmute the audio beacon.
Check
actions
the distance.
Available.
And of course, as the tutorial said when we were doing it, it will actually tell you when you're getting closer and you can always use your screen to read it as well. Flick to the right.
Remove beacon. Button.
I can remove the beacon.
Tap this button to remove the current audio beacon.
Just remember that a beacon is only a destination that you're going towards and you can only set one of them, whereas markers are just markers of your own interest that you want to be notified automatically. You can remove the beacon.
Unmute beacon.
We can
button.
Unmute the beacon.
Expand callout history.
And then we're back to expand
double
callout history.
Double tap to expand and show
so,
the list of unmute beacon.
Unmute
button.
Beacon, or I can do a two-finger double tap,
double
back
tap
on again.
To unmute the audio beacon.
Okay, so if I flick off it now,
expand,
flick back on.
Mute beacon.
Now it says
button.
Mute beacon. Flicking to the left.
Double remove beacon. Button.
Remove beacon.
Beacon on Niagara Park Public School.
Okay,
406
beacon on
meters.
Niagara Park Public School. So let's come down.
My location. Button.
Let's double tap on my location.
My
that
location.
Beacon's still going.
Facing south. Nearest road, Nearer Avenue, is 20 meters behind to the right. Home is 5 meters ahead.
Okay, and flick to the right.
Nearby markers.
Let's double
button.
Tap on nearby markers.
Nearby markers.
Marker. Home close by. Marker. Narara Valley Medical 595 metres.
And flip to the right.
Around me. Button.
Double tap on around me.
Around me.
Around you. We under circuit playground 75 metres. Marker. Home close by. Marker. Narara Valley Medical 590 metres.
Okay, and finally.
Ahead of me. Button.
Ahead of me.
Ahead of me.
Ahead of you. Marker. Narara Valley Medical 585 metres. Willari Avenue Playground 590 metres.
Okay, of course, so you can leave that beacon going while you're still doing other things on the app. It'll just keep going until you actually remove it or two-finger double tap, pause it. So I'm going to go to the top.
Menu. Button.
Flick to the right.
Mark current location. Callouts on. Beacon on Niagara Park Public School. Remove beacon. Button.
And remove beacon.
Remove beacon. Set a beacon.
Okay,
button.
So now that button's back to just normal. Set beacon. Now, if I flick to the left.
Callouts on.
And double
button.
Tap on callouts on.
Double callouts off.
I've now double tapped on callouts off, which basically means when you're travelling around with the Soundscape app running, it's not going to keep talking to you. So double tap to turn it back on again.
Callouts on.
And just another note, remember that the Soundscape app is based on Open Maps. It's not actually using Apple Maps or Google Maps. It's actually using the Open Maps as its source. I just want to share what I've done with my iPhone 8. So I'm going to take my iPhone 10 out. It's going to lock the screen. Plug in my iPhone 8. Let me open up Soundscape. Open Soundscape.
Soundscape. Menu. Button.
And I'll double tap on menu.
Close menu. Button. Manage markers. Button.
And double tap on manage markers.
Back button.
And if I flick
markers.
To the right.
Heading. Sorted by. Distance. Button.
Sorted by distance.
Add marker. Button.
Add marker.
Home. 1 meter.
So
actions
home
available.
Is 1 meter away. Obviously the GPS signal is getting better. So flick to the right.
Bus stop near home 73 Gilda Drive. 105 meters.
Okay, so that's the bus stop near home.
Ellen's parents' place. 182 meters.
Okay, Ellen's parents' place, 182 meters.
Turn of Yeo Street coming up from Main Road Crossing, 252 metres.
Okay, that's a walkway off Yeo Street near Parents-in-Law Place.
End of Yeo Street connecting lane to Main
Same
Road.
Same thing.
Walk through on Main Road home side
Same
from
thing.
Yeo Street.
Walk through.
Crossing over Main Road from home
crossing
side opposite
main
school.
Road.
Bike track from Main Road next to school.
Bike
399
track going
metres.
Down next to school.
Crossing Narrow Valley Drive from school side. 408 metres.
Crossing the road to the school.
Bus stop in front of school.
Bus
420
stop in front
meters.
Of school.
Main school entry in front of school off Main
Road.
Main
school entry.
Walkway from bike track beside school.
Walkway
524
from bike
meters.
Track.
Niagara Park Stadium. 567 meters.
Which is actually behind the school.
Narrow Valley Medical. 582
Narrow
meters.
Valley Medical.
Niagara Park Stadium. 567.
Stadium.
Narrow Valley Medical. 582
meters.
Entrance to bike track near shops.
Entrance
660
track
meters.
Near shops.
Cake and Plate Coffee Shop. 659
Cake and
meters.
Plate Coffee Shop. And so on and so on. Further down, I've got Gosford, Woy Woy, Hornsby, Epping, Strathfield or Mutt. And I also have specific markers set on the railway station platforms, particularly at Strathfield and Gosford. So when I get off at the train at Gosford, I can set a beacon on where the stairs are and literally do a 360 to get to the high level beacon noise, not just the taps, and then zero in. So that beacon could be behind me or in front of me, depending on where the train stopped. And I can zero in on the stairs, which is really fantastic, and give my guide dog the appropriate commands. So I flick to the right.
Back entry to tavern, 683
metres. Back entry to tavern, that's our local tavern. So if I flick up any of these.
Set a beacon.
I can set a beacon on them.
Delete.
I can delete it.
Activate. Default.
I can activate it. So if I wanted to
activate.
So if I activate
default.
It, what that basically
Markers.
Means.
Back button.
Flick to the right.
Details. Edit. Back entry to tavern, 690 metres. Near 16 Washington Avenue, Niagara Park. Set a beacon. Button.
I can set a beacon
opening
again.
Map app. Button.
I can open it up in a map app. If I double tap on it.
Alert. Choose an app.
I can choose an app.
Google Maps.
I can choose
Button.
Google Maps.
Apple Maps. Button.
Or
cancel.
Apple Maps.
Button.
And then
cancel.
Just
Button.
Double tap on cancel.
Markers. Markers. Details. Edit. Button.
And I can also edit the name of the actual marker as well, so that comes in quite handy.
Markers. Markers. Back button. Back entry to tavern, 692 metres.
So we're back to the list.
Climb up or down
to
select Louisa's dog groomer, 1.1 kilometres.
Louisa's dog groomer, that's where my guide dog Louisa gets washed, and so on and so on. So I've probably got about 40 to 50 markers in here at the moment. So two finger scrub to come back out.
Menu, button.
And of course, if I come down to
my location, button.
Location using my
Double
iPhone
tap to hear
8,
about your current location.
It,
my location.
Facing south. Nearest road, Mira Avenue, is 25 metres behind to the right. Under circuit playground is 75 meters behind to the left.
Flick to the right.
Nearby markers. Button.
Double tap on nearby markers.
Nearby markers.
Nearby markers. Marker. Home close by. Marker. Bus stop near home 73 Gilda Drive 95 meters. Marker. Ellen's parents place around 195 meters. Marker. Turn of Yeo Street coming up from Main Road crossing 265 meters.
Okay, and flick to the right.
Around me. Gotcha.
Around me.
Ahead of me.
And
gotcha.
Ahead of me. Cool, so that actually works really nicely. It's a good adjunct to actually have in the background just to give you some 3D audio cues. I will do a demo of using it live. One of the things that you'll soon get to realize with the Soundscape app is that when you're walking around, as it said in the initial tutorial, if the coffee shop is on the left, you'll actually hear it on the left. If the bank's on the right, you'll hear it on the right. If a street is going off to the right, the name of it will be off to the right. So you really are getting that good 3D audio cues about where particular points of interest, landmarks or markers are located when you're using Soundscape. And it works beautifully in conjunction if you're using Apple Maps or Google Maps to navigate by turn-turn navigation. It really works very nicely indeed. So that will do me for the demonstration of the initial overview of the Soundscape app. Remember to find it on the App Store. You've got to search for Microsoft Soundscape, not just Soundscape. That might change in the future, but for now, to find it, as I said, search for Microsoft Soundscape. That will do me for the demo. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.